Deadlines by Greg Bear. Read by Jason Culp. Disc 1.
A ghost is a role without an actor. Ghosts are like movies. The story goes on, but nobody's home. Like dead skin, under normal circumstances, a ghost lingers just long enough to protect the vulnerable flesh of the living. Not all that rarely, people are born with nothing inside, or lose what little they have, living ghosts. And when they die, sometimes even before they die, a hole opens up and a bit of the dark world creeps in. We were all there in that city that draws its paycheck from the manufacture of ghosts. We were there when one man started handing out free talk. And we are there now, sad little dolls made of dust. Your friends, if only you knew. If only you were smart enough to care. Maybe now you'll listen, though you never have before. You'll join us soon enough. You're next. Chapter 1. Paul is dead. Call home. Peter Russell, stocky and graying, stood on the sidewalk and squinted at the text message on his cell phone, barely visible in the afternoon sun on Ventura Boulevard. He lifted his round glasses above small, amused eyes and brought the phone closer to see the display more clearly. Paul is dead. He flashed on his youth when, for a week, he had sincerely believed that Paul was dead. Paul McCartney, I am the walrus. But he had misread the phone's blocky letters. The message was actually, Phil is dead.